Here, you remember that what we said was this, is that you and I can keep calm and live God strong. That no matter what, no matter what situation, what's behind, what you're in the present or what's to come, that we have nothing to fear because our God is with us. And so this morning, I want to share a story about when I was preparing to leave from my home for the first time. I was living in New Jersey, and I had a job offer to go work for my uncle in Atlanta at a steel company. And at the time when he asked me, I said, no, not a big deal. I'm doing fine with where I am. I worked for a company called Pace Membership Warehouse, which Costco bought out. Or Sam's, one or the other. Doesn't matter. My hours went from 40 hours a week to 20 hours a week. And so that asking of my uncle became more alluring. And so I called him. I said, can I come and work? And he said, sure. And so at age 20, I packed up everything I owned, put it in the back of my truck, closed my bank accounts out, and went down to Atlanta, Georgia. And so it was a journey, and I'll share that throughout our time here today. But for you and I, as we talk about living with God confidence, what we want to understand is this, is that you and I can keep calm and move with God. We can keep calm and move with God. Just like my feelings of leaving home, some of us may feel insecure when God wants to do things in our lives, or God is doing things around us that we say, that's not me. It's got to be somebody else you want to do this. And sometimes we get to a point of saying, it's not even possible that I could be the one that you want to use, God. And we begin to doubt that he wants to use us in his world. But here's the neat thing, that God does believe in us because he has work for us to do, to accomplish. And not only that, he believes us because what God does with us, he promises us that he will come through. And so when he does that, what we have to understand is that God sees the big picture. And in that big picture, God sees us in it. To where sometimes we don't see the big picture. Where I didn't see the big picture when I left for Atlanta. I knew it was going to be exciting, but I didn't know what was to come. But here's what we can remember as we talked last week. That God is always faithful, and he'll never drop the ball on us. So where we're going today is a passage that's found in Joshua chapter 1. And what's going on? This is a time of transition for the nation of Israel. Moses and the generation that was freed from Egypt has now died off. But before Moses dies, he lets the people of Israel know that Joshua is going to take over. And in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 7 and 8, it says this. Then Moses summoned Joshua and said to him in the presence of all Israel, be strong and courageous, for you must go with this people into the land that the Lord swore to their ancestors to give to them, and you must divide it among them as their inheritance. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid and do not be discouraged. So that's what happened. Moses said, Joshua, you're taking over. And then as what the passage that we're going to look at today is that God was affirming his promises to his people. And he was letting Joshua know the realities and the consequences of what was about to happen. So if you have your Bible with you, let's turn to Joshua chapter 1 together. We're going to look at Joshua chapter 1. We're going to look at verses 1 to 9. Joshua is the sixth book in the Old Testament of the Bible. Again, it's Joshua 1. Verses 1 to 9. Beginning in verse 1, it says, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give them to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips, meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And so this is the passage that we're going to be looking at. And you may be thinking this morning, well, listen, one, my name's not Joshua. Two, I'm not leading a nation into a promised land. But yet for some of us, we may be leading a family. Some of us, we may be leading at our jobs. Some of us may be the leaders in our circle of influence. But there also may be things that God wants to lead in your life. There may be things that God has been nudging you on, that he says, I want you to go with me on this. And so that's what we want to do this morning, is we want to look at this and say, what does this mean for you and I today? So for the next few moments, what we want to do is we want to take a look at forward motion. In other words, what we want to do is we want to look at having God confidence when he says, let's go. When he says, I want to do something incredible, not only in your life, but through your life. And so if you're following along your outline, the first thing is this, is that forward motion includes letting go and holding on. Forward motion includes letting go and holding on. You see, even though it was a time of transition for Israel, what God was saying to Joshua was this, let's go. If you remember from last week, Jesus said to his disciples, let's go to the other side. And so we see that in verses 1 through 9, what Joshua was hearing from God was this. God was giving three instructions and three promises within these verses here today, all right, which I call a premise and a promise. But what he was doing was he's saying, this is what you need to understand as you go into the land that I promised you. But here's what I will do for you. If you look in verse 2, what happens is that God says, lead the people into the promised land. And God's promise to them was this, the land is yours because I have promised it to former generations. I promised it to Abraham, found in the book of Genesis, chapter 15, where he told Abraham, I'm going to make you a great nation. Through you, there are going to be many, many descendants. And so that's what God tells in verse 2. Verses 3, 7, and 9, God says, believe that I will do good things for you and for the nation of Israel. And he says, if you do that, here's what I'll do. You'll be victorious. And then finally in verse 5, God says, defeat the enemies that live in that country. If you remember from our origin series, when nations would go to take over other nations, that's what they did. They obliterated everything in there. And the nation of Israel, their king was God. But here's what God said, if you obey me in that, you will be unstoppable as long as you live. You see, just like with Joshua, here's what God did. He did the same thing with Moses. When he encountered Moses in Exodus chapter 3, he said, I will be with you. Before Moses went to say to Pharaoh, let my people go. And so he does the same thing with Joshua. He is saying to Joshua, listen, my presence is with you and my power is for you, Joshua. If you remember again from last week, Jesus' presence and his power were with his disciples in that boat, and yet they underestimated that in Jesus. But here's the thing. The only way that Joshua could fail was if he didn't move with God. Think about that. The only way that this would not work is if Joshua did not move with God. And you know, when I think about letting go and holding on, when I got in my truck to leave, you know, how many of you, when you drive, you kind of look in your rearview mirror, for those of you who drive, you know, you just kind of look, checking back, okay, you with me? Well, you know, it wouldn't have made for a very long trip if I had just done this the whole time. You know, we wouldn't have got far off the street, let alone onto the highway. But this is where you and I can end up sometimes, where when God says, I want to do something in and through your life, we go, no, well, what about? I want to keep looking back. And we never look ahead to what God has for us, to what God wants to do in and through you and I. And as followers of Christ, there are going to be things in our lives where God wants to begin to work. And here's what he'll do. If we willingly say yes to him, he will show us what to let go of as we grasp on to him. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4, beginning in verse 22 of the New Century Version, it says, you were taught to leave your old self, to stop living the evil way you lived before. That old self becomes worse because people are fooled by the evil things they want to do. You were taught to be made new in your hearts, to become a new person. That new person is made to be like God, made to be truly good and holy. What I've learned through just studying this passage is that forward motion tells me that God doesn't want me to look back all the time. There are patterns in my life or things in my life where God says, that is not who you are anymore. You have been made new in me. What God wants for us to do is to look ahead. God wants for us to see who we have become through his son, Jesus Christ. And maybe for us is to begin to replace old patterns. Maybe it's behavior. Maybe it's thought. Maybe it's things that are secret. Who knows what they are? That is between you and God. But what he says is that, listen, believe that I will work in every one of those areas of your life if you go with me. Forward motion also says that you and I can learn of God's promises now. Because if we aren't proactive, but we're reactive, and we don't learn the promises of God now, when those times come, it would be like, oh, what did he say? I'm clueless. I have no idea what's going on. I'm freaking out. And then again, it goes to the, well, what if? But then what if we began to learn the promises of God now? And so when I left for Atlanta, I lived there for a while and started a family and had a child, and then through going to a church there in the Atlanta area, God was like, okay, I want you to go and work with teenagers in Canada. And so our family went. And see, we raised our own support to live there. So we had to ask people for money all the time. And there were times where we would get paid every 2 weeks. And there were times where there was no check. 2 weeks later, no check. 2 weeks later, $200. I'm like, do these people know that the cost of living at that time was a lot more to live here? Like, what's up? Like, what's up with these churches that they go, oh, we're on board? And Tina would remind me, God said he'll provide every single thing we need. I'm like, yeah, I got that. She's like, no, you don't. God will provide everything that you need, that we need. You don't have to get upset. You don't have to get angry with these people. God's promised that he'll take care of us because he asked us to do something for him. Now, sure, there were times where there would still be no money, but there were also times when those checks would come in and it would just floor me. Listen, I'm not here saying health and wealth or prosperity. What I'm saying is God wants for us to believe in his promises, that when we move with him, that we go back to those promises. What did you tell me, God? I want to remember those things. I want to hold on to what is true as I move with you. You see, this is what's beautiful about God. God gave us an ultimate promise. His promise was that I will send a Savior into the world. And not only that, God instructed his very own Son to die for the sins of humanity. And in that, Jesus obeyed. And he took on sin and death. And he went to a cross. And he said, it's done. I've done it all, past, present, and future. And here's how God came through in that moment. He raised Jesus Christ to life. And because of that, here's what Jesus tells us today. I will be with you to the very end of the age. See, here's the cool thing. God tells Moses, he tells Joshua, I'll never leave you. I'll never forget you. So imagine Joshua like there, okay, like there's like all these people and you want us to cross a river and there's a land. I'll never leave you. I'll never forget you. And Jesus tells us those words as well. I will be with you to the very end of this age. That's the hope that you and I live in. That's the power of the gospel, God's presence and his power in us. And so for you and I, we'd have to look at if it's going to be keep calm and move with God. We have to ask the question then, what do we need to release in our lives? What do we need to release in our lives? In other words, where in your life are you still looking in the mirror and not seeing what God has for you ahead? I'm not saying it'll be easy. There's things that God's still working in me on. But yet what I do know is I'm more doing this and focusing on what he's promised me than doing this. Let me encourage us that if there are things that need to die off in our lives, let them die off. Not only that, start holding on to what God has promised you through his word. And a good friend of mine told me, listen, Jeff, it's not how far you have to go, it's how far you've come. And hold on to those truths. So for you and I, we can keep calm and move with God by first letting go and holding on. The second is this, is that forward motion includes faith and obedience. Forward motion includes faith and obedience. In verses 6 through 9, two times God tells Joshua, be strong and courageous. And one time he says, be strong and very courageous. Because if you were Joshua, you'd think that was a pretty big task. I mean, I would think it was. Listen, leading all these people. I mean, there's all different personalities. There's probably going to be complaining. There's going to be whining. And they want to maybe take over or whatever that looks like. There's a huge task that Joshua had to do. And what God was telling him is, listen, what I'm asking you to do, Joshua, I need you to be brave. That's what I'm asking you, Joshua. What Joshua had to do is he had to put his faith into action. And his faith going into action was based on the promise that God had given him. I'll give you the land that I promised Abraham. So all that time had gone by, and God says, it's going to be you, Joshua, that takes him through. And what Joshua's responsibility was to be unshakable. I could probably say that wouldn't be me in probably those times, even ready to cross over to the other side. But that's what God was asking of Joshua. God says in his word, he says, listen, what Moses gave to you, I want you to meditate on it day and night. I want you to focus on my words. I don't want you to turn to the left. I don't want you to turn to the right. I want you to stay focused on what I've told you and what I've promised you. And for you and I, that's called the first five books of the Bible, Torah, God's law, right? We have the whole 66 books of God's word today. And he's saying to us, make it a regular habit of listening to what I have to tell you. Not only that, make it a regular habit of obeying what I've told you and live that out. And I will bless you. See, in this passage, what God's not looking for us to do is stand still. Now, I'll say this, is that there are going to be times where you're going to be in seasons of your life or in moments of your life where you're like, I know that I need to just wait on God. No doubt. But what we're seeing here is God is not looking for us to stand still. What God is looking for, he's looking for you and I to have faith in what he's promised. He's promised a Savior. And he's promised not only that Savior who lives in us and guides us and protects us through this life, but he promised that he will return for those who are his. That's what he promised. And he says, in the in-between, this is what I have for you. My very words for you to live by. And so the biggest thing that, again, I've learned through this is it has to be done with humble submission. I'm the type of guy who doesn't like to submit at times. You can ask my family. But what I'm saying is this, is that if we want to see God come through as we move with him, it's to be totally sold out and recklessly abandoned to him. And what happens is when we do that, our confidence, our God confidence will grow in him. But here's what we have to understand too about faith and obedience. Is this. It's found in Deuteronomy 29:29. It says, the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and our children forever, that we may follow all the words of this law. It was a great reminder for me that my job and your job is not to know everything. That's God's job. In other words, God, well, what about this? Got it. God, you know this problem's coming up. Got it. God, you know, got it. I know. But what I've revealed to you, that's what I want you to act upon. If it's to go and to reconcile, that's what I want you to do. Don't worry about how they respond. Do it. I'm with you. If it's to make hard choices, listen, I'm with you. If it means that we have to back away from things that we know are bringing us down, guess what? I'm with you. I'll never leave you, and I'll never forget you. But here's what you and I need to remember, is that God has shown us all we need to know. And with that, he wants for us to be faithful and obedient. You see, when we talk about keeping calm and moving with God, we said that it's faith and obedience. That's what forward motion has for us. So then the question for you and I is, where are we standing still? In the context of our passage today, where are we standing still? Well, we know that God wants to do a work in our lives, or that God is doing a work around us and he wants us to participate. Be encouraged to do what God's asked you to do now. And I'm learning that in my own life. Take it easy, killer. Just do what I've asked you to do right now. And if it's small steps, take small steps. And whatever that small step looks like, God will reward you and honor you for it, because you're being faithful and obedient to him. And guess what? Our confidence in him grows as well. So you and I can keep calm and move with God by letting go and holding on. Not only that, we can have faith and obedience, and we act upon that based on what God has promised you and I. You know, if you look this week in Joshua chapter 3, they cross the Jordan River. They begin to take the conquest of the land of Canaan. And what was happening was God was establishing his kingdom on earth. And with that, it was because Joshua said, yes. Now, we don't know how the story would have turned out if Joshua said no, but I would dare to venture that God would have found someone whose heart was bent towards him. But he wanted Joshua. He wasn't looking for anyone else. God wanted to use Joshua. So for you and I this morning, we've taken 2 weeks about living with God confidence. And from last week, we learned that it wasn't what you're in the middle of, but what God wants to pull you through. And that's how we can live brave. And today we see that when there are things in our lives that God's saying, I want to change in you, or I want you to be a part of the things that are around you, we can move with him. And so for you and I this morning, really the question is that where do you need to live brave? Where have you been challenged in your life to live with God confidence? And that God is wanting you to go with him. Maybe there's things in your life that, just like me, that I'm reminded of that I need to let go of, so that I can hold on to God, that I can trust in his promises, that I can be obedient to what he's asked me to do. Maybe that's it. Maybe there's things that you, in your heart and in your mind, saying, well, I'll never be different. But God tells us in his word is that's not who you are anymore. You're in me. And maybe there's some of you today that have never said yes to a relationship with Jesus Christ. And you've tried to do this brave thing. But in the grand scheme of things, you may be saying, listen, it's not working. And maybe today you see that God's been nudging you and saying, I want you to go with me. I promised you a Savior, and he was obedient to death on a cross. And I want you to be brave now and walk with me for the rest of your days until I come and take you home. If that's where you are today, I would encourage you to come and speak with myself or one of the elders about what it looks like to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, and that you can live a life that's full, abundant, and with courage and bravery. So, back to leaving New Jersey to Georgia. I was scared. I was 20 years old. But I went and worked for my uncle for a while, started a family, moved to Canada. And then in 2006, my wife and I just had this sense that it was time to move on again. And we weren't sure how that was all going to play out. And we went and talked to one of the pastors at the church that we were with. And we said, Gary, something's going on in our hearts. And Gary says to us, are you frustrated? No. Are you tired? No. Well, what do you think? And we just said, we just think that it's time to move on. He's like, okay, well, let's help you with that. You know, I was like, is that a good statement? Or, you know, and he's like, no, we want to help you with that. And it was at that time that this church here was looking to bring on a youth leader. I remember talking to Scott Obot, which actually I found out his name was Steve Obot, you know, so I was like, Scott Obot, okay, right? And then here we are today. And I think if I had never been brave and never taken the God confidence into account, I wouldn't be here encouraging us today. Listen, that may not be your journey. It may be the simple of, listen, God, you've asked me to do the everyday. I'll be faithful in the everyday. I'll be brave in the everyday. I'll stand up for you every day. I'll make sure that you are lifted high in my life every day. Because there's where I can lose track. I lose track in the everyday. But God is saying to us today, be strong and courageous. That's what he told me. Jeff, be strong and courageous. Even when you think it's impossible, even when you begin to doubt, be strong and courageous. He's telling you today, be strong and very courageous, no matter what your situation is. And church, what would it look like if you and I, not only in here, but out in the world that we live in, were strong and courageous? I think the world would be a much better place because I believe that Jesus Christ is the hope of the world. And if we can live in front of people as we sang, our God's greater, our God's stronger, our God's higher than any other name, you and I can live brave. And here's the last encouragement I want to give us before I read our final passage today. Is he tells us, my presence is with you. And my power is for you. I'm never, ever going to be against you. Let's stand this morning as the worship team comes. I want to once again read the last passage that I read last Sunday, just to encourage us once again and challenge us. It's found in Isaiah 41:10. It says, so do not fear, for I am with you. Again, my presence is with you. My power is for you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Let us live faithful and obedient to what God has promised. Let us be people who let go of the things that God is challenging us and encouraging us and nudging us to let go, as we grasp onto him tighter and tighter. And let us be people who live strong and courageous. Father God, you, God, are the one who is there for us. You promise us that you will never leave us. You'll never forget about us. God, you tell us to be strong and courageous. I pray today, God, that whatever it is in our lives that we are really holding on to, that we know that you're nudging us to let go. God, that we would let go. God, you are greater than anything that we can ever face. Father, may we live with the faith that not only says that, but acts upon it. God, may we be a people that, whether it's here or whether it's in our circle of influence, where we work, where we live, where we play, that we remember that we have nothing to fear because you are with us. God, I pray today would be a day of renewal. I pray today would be a day, God, that we do let go and allow you to work in and through our lives. Father, I pray today that even if it's those who have never said yes to you, that today would be a day of salvation, that they would see all that you have done for them. May we humbly submit to you, each of us humbly submit to you. And we ask these things in Jesus' name, and all God's people say, amen.